Hey, Coach, how are you? As you looked at EJ after the end of last season and sort of laid out a plan for him to take strides forward this offseason, what did you want him to zero in on after those 10 starts a year ago?
Well, again, you know, there was obviously the 10 starts, but there was a lot of missed practice time. So we just started from the beginning and started progressing him again, you know, and what he needed to do to be successful in this league. And it's just been a progression, you know, from then.
In what ways can he test a defense's discipline with his, I guess, his physical skills, his mobility, those types of things?
Well, I just think, you know, obviously he's shown time to be, you know, have good mobility and been able to, you know, run at times. And, again, has been able, you know, to throw with some consistency, you know, at times. That's one of the things you have to do a good job of. But, you know, he'll have a great challenge, you know, going against Chicago.
What's been the challenge when you look at the Bears' defense because of all the changes that happened over the offseason?
I still think they've always done a good job, you know, obviously of creating turnovers. You know, they do a good job, obviously, of covering. I think they've, you know, upgraded themselves, you know, on the inside, you know, with the depth, you know, the two young guys on the inside that are playing well. You know, they have the pass rusher, they have the corner. You know, it's the same thing. You know, I've been going against them for some time from when I was at New Orleans. You know, Briggs is a great player in this league, and there's a lot of good players on that field. So, you know, we have to do a good job. They've been very successful. I know last year might have not been how they wanted it to go, but it's a new year, and they'll be ready to go, I'm sure, on opening day.
Did you see any differences from watching preseason tape? I mean, obviously besides the personnel, to what you saw from the 2013 tape?
Oh, I see a much improved defense.
Both you and Mark Trestman are entering your second years with your teams as head coaches. What adjustments have you made from your first opening week to now your second season as the Bills head coach?
Well, I just think asked the same question today. I think, you know, last year it was more of like a checklist and making sure everything was this and okay and checking everything off. And, you know, this year it's just a lot more confidence and everything's done, and the coaches have gone through it once with you already. So, you know, you're able to do the things that you need to do to help the team win.
You guys were going through the pre-draft process. What had you fall in love with Sammy as you were watching him and realizing that this guy could be something you could build around?
I just think the playmaking ability. You know, we haven't made a lot of big plays, you know, offensively. When we're looking, you know, we have a couple of guys like C.J. Spiller that has the ability to make plays, and we just wanted to bring in one more playmaker.
How important is your front four to what your defense does, the pass rushing ability of Mario Williams and those guys up front?
I think it goes hand in hand. I think those guys, when they do a good job, it takes the pressure off of our, you know, defensive backs. And, you know, when our defensive backs are covering very well, it puts the pressure more on the opposing team's offensive line, you know, for those guys. And, you know, obviously it's a strong point to our football team, you know, our guys up front.
In your time around Mario, what has struck you as his greatest strengths on the edge?
It's speed and power, you know, having both of them. I think that, you know, he's one of those, you know, elite type of athletes that play on the outside. You know, there's a couple of them in this league. You know, he's one of them. I think that that's been the thing that impressed him from a physical standpoint. But this year has been his leadership. It's been outstanding for us.
What components of Jim Schwartz's defense fit Mario well so that, you know, he can be kind of turned loose to do what he does?
Oh, well, I think really every defense that Mario is a part of has been good for him. You know, he's just a defensive end. You know, he just, you know, gets on the edge and, you know, rushes the passer and creates, you know, problems and puts him on the move. It, you know, I don't know if the scheme makes him good or his ability makes him good. I would say his ability makes him a good football player, not necessarily the scheme.
With Stephon Gilmore and his skill set coming into this game, you know, what are you looking for in his matchup and working with him in practice this week, going up against two receivers like Brandon and Alshon?
I think it's difficult. I think you know whoever goes against Chicago is going to have problems matching up, you know, because of the height and the playmaking ability, you know, of not just those the two wide receivers, but also, you know, with the tight end, you know, as well as with Forte coming out of the backfield. So they create a matchup problem from their size and their route running ability and being able to body position. It's a big challenge for us, obviously, in our secondary.
And what with Stephon specifically, what in his skill set do you like that kind of can help you in that matchup?
Well, he's a little bit taller. I mean, he's one of the taller corners, you know, which can help you in that matchup. I mean, you know, all those guys I've talked about, the two receivers and the tight end, they can go above your head and take the ball.
For you guys, what does Roby bring to the table, kind of a guy that can be a little bit of a wild card for you on defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great playmaker for us, you know, obviously playing the nickel position. And he's made a lot of plays, and he has a very good instinct. We were fortunate, you know, obviously I was coming from college, so we wound up playing against him 2 years in a row, and, you know, we're able to watch him play firsthand, and it's carried over into this league. He's made probably, I don't want to say the most, but he's made a lot of big plays for us in that position.
What did you notice about him when you were coaching against him in college to have him?
Very, very instinctive, you know, even though he's not as big as, you know, some of the a lot of players that you like at that position, but he can read routes very well, and he can read quarterbacks, and he's just very, very instinctive. He's a very, very good football player, despite when you look at him that he might be short, or he is short, actually.
You had Jermaine Bushrod his first 2 seasons in New Orleans. What do you kind of remember from that, and what have you seen from him in his ascension to where he is today?
Well, I remember the workout, you know, when we went to Townsend and watch him work out and put him through a workout, and he knocked me down. So I always remember that. But just his growth, I remember, you know, the adversity he went through to become the player he is today. You know, first snap in the preseason was going against Dwight Freeney. And just watching his growth, and I couldn't be more prouder of him and the work that he's put in and where he is. I'm not surprised by that.
Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure,
thank you.
No problem at all. All right, thank you.
See you soon.